This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. More data has been released on foreign-owned ag land. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Foreign ownership of U.S. agricultural land remains a widely debated topic. Two additional years of data from 2022 and 2023 became available recently, and Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said only a small portion of foreign-owned land is held by adversarial nations.
Foreign ownership of U.S. ag land increased by 1.6 million acres, reaching a total of 45.9 million acres, which represents 3.6% of total privately held ag land in the United States. Interestingly, land ownership by Chinese, Russian, and Iranian-based investors decreased by 36,000 acres, or 9%, to the smallest levels in a few years.
Munch said our neighbors to the north hold a majority of foreign-owned land.
Canada leads overwhelmingly with ownership of U.S. ag land in terms of foreign owners holding 15.4 million acres, or about a third of all foreign-owned ag land in the country. Following Canada, you have investors from Netherlands, Italy, the United Kingdom, and Germany, which have holdings ranging from 5.2 million acres down to 2.5 million acres. Collectively, those nations hold 62% of all foreign-owned ag land in the United States.
Munch added that many of those investments are tied to timber and renewable energy. However, there are still concerns regarding the foreign ownership of American ag land.
Generally, concerns about foreign ownership of U.S. farmland often center around national security and food security. Some worry that adversarial nations could use land acquisitions for purposes contrary to U.S. interests, like controlling critical resources. Others are concerned about converting farmland into non-ag uses, like renewable energy projects.
For more information, visit fb.org/marketintel. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.